Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're doing at present is called The Bible Principle, The Tongue and Its Power. And we're doing the topic today, number 7, The Tongue is a Fire. And this is part 7 from a 12-part series. Reading once again from James chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. This makes a comparison between the tongue and kindling fire for a fire. Reading from verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boast great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among the members that it defiles the whole body, and sets on fire the course of nature, and it sets on fire of hell. For every kind of beasts and birds and serpents and things in the sea are tamed and have been tamed by mankind. Satan will try to control a person's life or any area of a person's life by first starting with the person's tongue. This is the kindling area. If you want a big fire, you can't start with big pieces of wood. You have to start with small pieces of wood called kindling, and the small pieces catch on fire. They're much more easy to get going, and as they get going, then you can add the larger pieces of timber, which don't burn by themselves easily. As I said, Satan will try to control a person's life or an area of a person's life by first starting with the person's tongue to get the person's creative words. This is where the fire first starts. It kindles in this position. As Satan has no creative power of his own, he's a fallen angel, he has to use a person's own words against the same person to have authority in that person's life. He starts with the tongue, and this is where the fire starts. The word of God also says that the tongue is set on fire by hell and that it controls the course of nature, in other words, the life of that person. A large fire starts first with kindle, small wood, and then the larger pieces of timber can be added onto it. So a large fire starts with kindle, small pieces of wood, and these start a bigger piece that will eventually catch fire into the person's life. Satan puts thoughts into a person's mind or creates circumstances so that person will start to confess the negative. This is where the fire or the problem starts. As the person continues to confess the situation or thoughts, they will eventually become a reality in the natural, and the person will build a mountain or a problem. The Bible also tells us in the book of Mark that we are to speak to the mountain and command it to be removed and thrown into the sea. What the Bible is saying is speak to the problem and command it to be gone in Jesus' name. We can also build a mountain with our tongue. And this is what the devil does. He gets us to start thinking a certain way, so we then start speaking those thoughts. And the Bible tells us, take no thought saying in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, take no thought saying. So Satan puts the thoughts into your mind, so eventually you start to speak them and you start to use the creative power of words to build a problem in your life or a mountain, and that's not what God wants. Satan cannot do anything unless you give him your tongue. Without the use of a person's tongue, he cannot function in the world, but when he has control of the tongue, he can control the entire realm of a person's life. So it's very important to understand the tongue is a fire. Now, when you read the scripture, you would think, well, the Bible's telling me the tongue can't be trained. It's not possible to train the tongue with natural methods. You have to use the word of God and the anointing of God to control your tongue. This topic is all about the fact that Satan is aiming at your tongue. He wants your tongue so you will speak words that are destructive to your own well-being. Satan hasn't got the authority. As I said before, he's a fallen angel. He's got no authority, but he tries to use the believer or a person's creative power and words against them by giving them wrong thoughts, that they start speaking those thoughts, and then he starts to work with those words. I hope the topic we've gone through today will give you more understanding about the tongue and its fire. The tongue can be trained, but it's got to be trained by the word of God over a period of time. You cannot do it with natural methods. Thank you for being with me today. The next topic coming up is called Words Are the Answer. Thank you and God bless.